I've got three words is what the Falcons need to do to win this game. Tackling in space. Mm,
yeah.
Philadelphia and Chip Kelly, if you've watched him at Oregon and you watched him at Philadelphia, his offense is predicated on making mismatches, getting guys in one-on-one scenarios, and forcing your defense to make one-on-one tackles. Guys like Paul Warlow, Justin Durant are going to have to play very sound tackling games in the back end, whether it's, you know, Desmond Trufant or whether it's William Moore. You've got to get guys to the ground when you have that opportunity, because what Philadelphia will do, they love to spread it out, make you make the choice of having maybe six or five in the box, and then give it to somebody like DeMarco Murray. And it could be a one-on-one scenario with your linebacker and DeMarco Murray. Your linebacker better make that tackle, because if he misses, DeMarco Murray is off down the field. If the Falcons tackle in space, they're going to score on Philadelphia. Yep. There's no doubt in my mind they will score points on Philadelphia. You better tackle in space if you want to win this game.
And I think we saw a big improvement on that in the preseason. And, you know, Dan Quinn obviously comes in with a very different teaching technique and things like that. We've heard a lot about the rugby-style tackling and all that kind of stuff. I think that has been a huge improvement this preseason, and maybe an unsung one. We've seen a couple of issues here and there, but not nearly as many as we've seen in the past. And so I'm encouraged by that, but you're right on.
I saw an example of this in preseason game four, and I know it's preseason game number four, but William Moore, noted hard hitter, he comes up and tries to knock you off the sideline. There was a play where a play was coming in front of him, and instead of William Moore launching himself like he used to in the past, or just, you know, trying to decapitate a guy, he broke down and made a nice tackle. And I think Arch mentioned it during a commercial break during the Falcons Radio Network. He said, man, that's a different approach to tackling. And I know that's something that Dan Quinn has taught.
It's one of those things when also the way the game's changed as well. I think Willie Moe understands he can't be that type of player all the time. Mm-hmm. We expect Willie Moe to be that guy. He's been that guy for a long time. But also, Willie Moe has had a few injuries as well. And it's because he plays relentless, and that's what you love about him. But I think he's, in his maturity, in his years in the NFL, he's learned, I got to find better ways to not only take care of myself, keep me from getting fined,
right,
but also, like you mentioned, be able to tackle better in space. Mm-hmm. Make the for sure tackle. Yep. There could be times when you can take that shot. It's going to be times where, you know, receiver's running, he doesn't see you, and, you know, he's coming across the middle, and you can lay him out. But there's other times where it's going to be you one-on-one, and you're going to have to break down and make a play. And I think that's what he's learning, especially in his later years, is when those times are to take those kind of, you know, aggressive hits, and the other times when, all right, I got to get this guy to the ground.
But I think also the free agent additions from the offseason have really added something to this defense when it comes to tackling. I think O'Brien Schofield, mm-hmm. Brooks Reed, I know he's going to be out for a little bit, but Brooks Reed looked really good in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Justin Durant looked really good in the preseason. But I think that also filters down because Paul Warlow tackled really well in the preseason. Adrian Claiborne, those guys have really stepped up, I think, and understood that, hey, you know, we can give up the 5 yards here, but let's not give up 70.
Right.
You know, and I think that's really going to go a long way against Philadelphia.
All right, Shock, scoreboard prediction. What happens on Monday night?
Scoreboard? Okay. Mm-hmm. I like the Falcons 27-20.
Mm.
I like the Falcons 27-20.
31-27 Falcons.
Ooh, boy, that'll be a shootout. Monday night football. I'm going to go 28-17. Mm. I'm believing in the defense. Yeah, I think they're going to make some plays. And Sam Bradford, I've never trusted him. Since he was at Oklahoma, I didn't really trust him. Actually, the last time I trusted him, he put up 51 on my school. But that's neither here nor there. I think it's time now to take a break with our good buddy Bosek.
Bo.
What's up, Bo?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
That's the countryest introduction ever.
Week one, baby. We got to bring it better than that.
You got to say, rise up.
Rise up.
There you go.
All right.
Much better.
Now we're in it. Now we're in it.
All right. What is the funniest thing you've seen a mascot do? That's my favorite Bosek question.
Well, other than Matt Moore running in the fajita costume, and I guess that doesn't really count.
That was a good one.
I'll let you guys start. I saw, you know, at those basketball games where the mascot jump on the trampoline and they try to dunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a game one time. It wasn't a Hawks game, but it was one of those mascots go to jump on the trampoline, and the trampoline gives way.
Oh, no.
So he goes into the trampoline and face first into the ground. I was dying laughing. I know he didn't feel good. He had a lot of cushions, so he was all right.
I don't know. It's I think of mascots, I think of the famous San Diego Chicken.
Yes.
I think of the Philadelphia Phillies guy there.
The Philly Fanatic.
There you go, that guy. And I think one of the best out there who just retired was Jackson DeVille.
Yes.
And
I think I have a selfie with him somewhere.
From the Jaguars. So the funniest thing that I've seen, and really this borders on, like, it was funny, but also, like, it could have caused a riot, was when we went down to Jacksonville a couple of years ago for combined practices in the preseason with the Jags. You know, their training camp is very much like ours, where they've got, you know, the mascots there and all that. But their mascot can do whatever he wants to. So the Jags are out there warming up. The wide receivers are doing their route tree with the quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, Jackson DeVille is out there running slant routes and catching passes over the middle.
For real.
Right? For real. And he's got this little bike. And he's riding a bike around. And player he's tripping over players and all this other stuff. Well, one of our PR guys, Matt Haley, walking down the sideline, had his back turned. Jackson DeVille rides his little bike up to him, gets off the bike, goes up to him, and pulls his basketball shorts down.
No!
In front of everybody? The entire crowd.
Oh! No.
And luckily, you know, he was wearing underwear that day, so it wasn't like
he had on tidy whities.
No, I don't know what he was wearing.
He had on tidy whities,
but he wasn't going commando. And
I think that's a good thing for all of us.
For all of us, but I mean, I can't. If that would have been me, I would have reacted much differently than him.
That would have been a right cross, most likely. Would have.
Yes, I would be a YouTube sensation.
That would have been awesome
if that would have been me. But that was one of the funniest and most inappropriate.
Of course, I'm going to play Homer on this because the best mascot in all of college football resides down in Coral Gables, Florida. Sebastian the Ibis it's an ibis, man. Don't call him.
Where is this at? What's the name of this team?
The U.
The who?
The U.
Where are they located?
Miami. But he has a couple of classic moments that come to mind. He's not a duck. It's an ibis.
That's a duck.
The heck is an ibis?
No, I'll teach you after.
Is that a type of duck?
No, it's not a type of duck.
When your son sees him, he says, oh, look at that duck.
No, my son calls him an ibis. He knows what his
name
is.
Duck.
But anyway, we play Florida.
Son of a gun.
Is that not good?
Yes. You go. Maybe nobody didn't catch it. I caught it. I heard it.
Am I not supposed to say that? I don't know enough about it.
Hush. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. U.
Anyway, we play the University of Florida in the Sugar Bowl in 2000. Najee Davenport scores a touchdown to put Miami up, I think, 36-20. It's kind of the clincher. And the Ibis runs into the pile where all the players are, like the scrum in the end zone, and hugs Najee Davenport. Miami ends up getting 2 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalties because of that.
Because of him.
They end up having to kick a 50-yard extra point. And the funny part wasn't him running on the field. It was Butch Davis's reaction. You could see Butch Davis on the sideline going, get that off the field. Basically, when Butch Davis would have caught that guy at the end, he probably wasn't allowed on the charter flight home. He was livid. The other funny moment.
He lost his mind.
Yeah, he did. 1989, Miami plays at Florida State. And, you know, Renegade, they run out with the flaming spear. Boom. Sebastian the Ibis runs out onto the field at Doak Campbell with a fire extinguisher.
No, really?
Needless to say, John Routh, was arrested by Tallahassee police. They literally have a picture of Sebastian the Ibis in handcuffs going out because he tried
didn't
to take
get
a,
it out, though.
No, oh, no. He didn't make it far enough. Oh, no. They saw fire extinguisher and Renegade spear. Mm-mm, that wasn't going to happen.
That's going awesome. Back to your first one, I think I remember something, and I can't remember when, and I honestly can't remember who. It was either Minnesota or Detroit or one of the teams up there. But one of the mascots, like, there was a kickoff, and it was a live ball, and the mascot just picked it up in the end zone. And like, hey. Well, it was a live ball. I can't remember who it was, but
those are always the best.
Like, yeah,
that was a good duck story right there, man.
It's not a duck, man. It's an ibis.
Good duck story.
I don't call Uga like a, you know, a Rottweiler
because he's not.
I know, and he's not. And Sebastian's
ibis
not a duck.
Is a duck, man. No, he looks like a duck.
He's not a duck.
But you've got okay. At least he's got one mascot. You guys have like 10.
What do you mean?
You guys got
actual
dog.
We have things happen because of natural causes. No, that's just the mascot. You better.
Well, which one's the mascot?
They're both the mascot. They're okay, the same thing.
Well, they're not as confusing as Auburn.
Right.
War eagle, a tiger. I think they've got a snake.
We're all over.
I don't know. Who knows
who they are.
That'll lead us right into the video of the week, is what that'll do.
Video of the week.
Yeah. There we go.
This one goes back to Jacksonville.
Speaking of Jacksonville. Nice. Which, by the way, those helmets are horrible.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Have I seen this?
It's kind of
horrible. Oh! Get out the way.
Wow.
It's a Texans fan.
She's going to get it.
This has got to be staged, right?
He's going to give it to her. I know it. Blah! Oh!
That's amazing. Awesome. I'll be honest. I've never had cake to the face, but with the force that he just hit her with.
Oh, he went hand to face and all.
Bam!
Oh! And then he mushed it.
No, he did like the mic drop. He's just staring her down, too.
Right? He's like, do something. Do something.
Hold on. You got to love the guy at the end. First of all, if you go to a football game dressed as this guy that's going to pop in the picture here in just a moment.
With that whole bodysuit on?
Yeah, the bodysuit. This
bodysuit, man.
Oh, they don't show his reaction. Oh, there he is.
Come on, Bo.
There we go. Who's that guy?
Weird.
It's another one of the mascots, probably.
Can I ask you, who's dating that guy? Because I've seen that guy in the crowd at a lot of games. Like, who's his woman that says, this is okay for you to dress like this and go out in public?
I don't know.
I have no problem with fans being fans. We all are fans. I mean, I have tattoos of teams, so what am I supposed to say? But the people that go above and beyond, like Barrel Man that used to be in Denver, it'd be like 4 degrees and he'd have a barrel on. There was Finn Man in Miami or Denny Dolphin who had like – he had like a Walmart towel that he painted.
What's the guy in the with the Jets?
Fireman Ed.
But he retired.
He did.
He stopped going. And then in Buffalo.
If you were a Jets fan, you'd stop going too.
Buffalo, you got Drunk Elvis.
Oh, there's a Drunk Elvis?
Yeah, there's a Drunk Elvis. Okay. And he's great.
Oakland has a few.
And then you got two chefs in the end zone there at in Kansas Buffalo. City.
Okay.
Well.
I can't wait to go to Oakland one time.
Oakland. Just Black once. Hole? Oh. I hear it's amazing.
Wes tells me the stories about some of the people that have their own custom jerseys. Mm. Go Manny, go Raiders. I don't know what Manny has to do with any of that, but I mean the spike shoulder pad. And he told me, he said, we're going to get you in the black. No, you're not.
They got some characters down there. I remember we went out there and played, and I'm still on the sideline just looking at people like, look at that guy.
Professional fan.
All right. Look at that guy.
We're going to do our picks to click. I'm going to read the rules. Pick a player who you think is going to make the big impact. You can't pick Matt or Julio, and the person with the most correct picks at the end of the season will get. What are we playing for? Are we going to do like a steak dinner?
Discuss.
We haven't determined that.
We got to think about something. We'll come up. All of us like to eat.
Sure.
I think we do a dinner.
You guys need dinner. To tweet us and let us know what you think.
That's a really good idea. I like that.
Yeah. Tweet what we should play for.
What should we play
for? Shock, you're the quarterback, so you get to go first. Who's your pick?
Hold on, I got a question, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what really makes one impact better than another?
That's a great question.
Like, a guy scores a touchdown or a guy has, like, a winning
tackle or something. That's what we determine. You got to think about this.
Okay, the guy that has the biggest
impact. So if you choose, like, a Jake Matthews, right, it's really hard to kind of tell what his impact is.
Well, his impact, like, he didn't give up a sack. That's major.
That's major, but Bosek is the judge here.
Bosek is the part that picked the click.
We did this last season. It worked very well last season. Someone even picked
you're
Jake
part
Matthews
of the picks to click this
oh,
year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He can't be the judge.
Okay, we will find an impartial judge who's not breaking Bosek. Look at that.
All right, Bosek, I got $3.
$3.
I need a free dinner.
just like a Miami guy right there. Look at that.
This worked
well. I learned from Nevin Shapiro.
All right, Uncle Luke.
All right, Shock, you get to go first. You get to go first.
Oh, man, a lot of guys to choose from.
I won last
year. So the guy who would make the biggest impact.
Yes. I am the defending champion of picks.
What if a guy has like 15 tackles? Is that a big impact?
That probably would be. Yeah. If I just mentioned tackling in space, that'd probably be a big impact.
All right, I'm going with Warlow.
Ooh. Ooh,
I like Warlow. I like – he's always around the ball, baby.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Hey, you got to count like BDs, ball disruptions, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Pressures, all that. Mm-hmm. You saw me spit? Pressures.
Pressures.
Emphasizing the pressures.
So I'm going to go on the other side of the ball. I'm going offense, and I'm going to go with Leonard Hankerson. And I would normally go with a Roddy White here, but you know, he's coming off that elbow injury. I don't know how much he'll play. I know he'll play. I don't know how much he'll play, so I'm going to go with the third option there.
Nope.
Okay.
Tammy's the third option. You're the fourth. Hankerson's going to be fourth.
You're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's stick fine. I'm glad I let you two go first so I can get the guy that's actually going to win picks to click this week. And I'm taking our rookie running back in Tevin Coleman. Ooh. Philadelphia is going to have to do everything they can to stop all the guys on the perimeter. Tevin Coleman, over 100 yards. He'll score a touchdown this week, and he's going to have one run plus 30 yards.
I love that. I would love to see that.
Is that like your bold pick right there, over 100
yards? No, no, no.
That's something that's
– Write it down.
Okay.
Write it down. Kostak, you get the pick as well?
Sounds good.
All right, who you have?
I don't trust Sam Bradford either, so I believe Desmond Trufant is going to have a killer game.
Coming off the shoulder injury.
Okay.
He's going to do it.
True. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Now, that's
– There it is.
So we've got Paul Warlow. We've got Leonard Hankerson. Tevin Coleman. Desmond Trufant.
And tweet us your picks to click. Too.
Absolutely.
You can't pick Matt or Julio.
No, you cannot pick Matt.
Same rules apply. But you don't get the steak dinner, guy. Though.
You know what? We can't do that. That'd be too much. I was going to say it would be too much on the staff. I'd say we should find, if we can find a winning fan at the end of the year, maybe that would be their prize. They get to hang out with us if anybody
comes in.
Well, they want to hang out with Shock.
It won't be. Yeah, it won't be so much us. It'll be hang out with Shock.
No, I have people all the time say, I need to come sit in with you guys.
So yeah, it's because they want to sit next to
you.
No.
Has nothing. They never say me. They said the Falcon Cast crew.
They're just being nice to us.
You know who's the most popular? Freaking Bosak. No, Bosak. People are always talking about Break with Bo. That's what they like.
That's what they
Jay
like.
Has to turn his notifications off on his phone, so he's the most popular.
Very true.
If I get 3 tweets a week, I'm happy. And most of those are just angry fans calling me an idiot. So
I just get lucky because I get to be inside the tweet, so it gets a lot of retweets with Jay, so it's cool.
You thought I was going to let you guys get away. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's time to go, Bo.
Super Bowl picks.
Thank you guys for joining us.
No.
See you guys next week with a win.
I was going to block that like Dikembe Mutombo.
No.
Super Bowl pick. DJ Shockley. If you want me to go first, I have no problem.
Yeah, go first. Yeah.
All right. I've said my NFC championship game is going to be a rematch of a year ago. I think it's Green Bay and Seattle. I do think the Falcons are a playoff team, by the way. And you could watch the CW on Saturday. I gave a scientific breakdown of what I thought the Falcons' record
you
was going to
that,
be.
That
it is. Scientific.
It was very chemistry? Scientific is the word.
About as
Did you make the volcano?
I did. I had
the
beakers.
School fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. But I've got Green Bay and Seattle in a rematch in the NFC Championship game. On the AFC side, I've got Miami and Indianapolis. I've got Indy coming out of the AFC. I've got Green Bay coming out of the NFC. And I've got Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, Andre Johnson, Frank Gore, T.Y. Hilton, your man Crush.
Talk to me.
They're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
I've got the Colts.
That was my pick, too.
Wow. Well, that's good. Wow. Great minds think alike.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with same. No, I'm going to go with Green Bay. I think, despite the loss of Jordy Nelson, they're going to find a way to score points. It's Aaron Rodgers after all. I do think the Falcons are a playoff team as well.
Mm-hmm. Got to put that out there. The Falcons are a playoff team.
Absolutely.
Playoff team.
So I'm going to go Green Bay versus Baltimore, and I've got Joe Flacco winning another one.
Wow. Boy, the Joe Flacco-Matt Ryan debate will rage on if Flacco wins another one.
All right. So I'll end this party. End this party with, obviously, Green Bay is hard to go against in AFC. Anytime you got Aaron Rodgers, it's hard to pick against Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to say the GOAT goes out with his last one.
Wow.
John Elway said, it is my life's ambition to make sure he goes out as a Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
Green Bay, back to Denver.
Wow.
Peyton goes out. Him and Papa go out.
Rematch of what, the 1997 Super Bowl, in which John Elway got his first. All right. Bosak.
There it is.
Come on. Mm. Oh, you're not getting off. You said Indianapolis, but who are they playing?
If your pick's a click, then you're in
all the way.
Colts would have been my pick.
Well, you could still take them.
Still take them.
It's not like you have to take, I don't know. You got to take San Francisco because I took the Colts.
Please take San Francisco. That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
Jaguars, maybe?
The Bears? That'd be kind of tough for them to play the Colts.
Yeah.
Bears? I'll Seahawks.
Okay, so Seahawks and Colts.
We'll see. Yeah, Seahawks, Colts. And the Colts will take it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, guys, it's been a lot of fun.
Time
flies by. Monday night, be at the Dome. And that means leave at about 3 o'clock. Don't try to leave early or leave late.
Sam 10, baby.
We'll see
it's happening.
Next week.
Sam 10. Oh!
Spot on.
All these weeks.
Boom!
Finally got it.
Woo!